get control of the OH toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. It's Jesse in Maryland. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live.
Justin.
Oh, Justin.
It's Jesse now, soldier.
What's on your mind, Justin?
Okay, I got two things. They just, they had a Ron Paul form on MySpace, which I'm a MySpace member, right?
Okay.
And, it's no longer there anymore.
The
I found
Ron
out
Paul
they censored
forum
it.
Forum is no longer there?
No, they censored it. They took it off.
Who's they?
MySpace.
Well, you know who owns MySpace, right, Mark?
No.
Fox.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Anyway, also...
Cancel your MySpace account in protest.
Yeah, I'm thinking about taking off my MySpace account. A lot of people on MySpace are angry. But anyway...
Yeah, MySpace sucks anyway, so what can you do?
But anyway, there's something else.
Yeah,
and I would like to follow up on that last caller about really how bad the laws are in Jersey. You know what I mean? I'm not from Jersey, don't get me wrong, but I hear people talking about Jersey, you know. People, I go down to my local store. I have a friend there, and he told me that they banned slingshots in Jersey because the kid got his eye shot out by a slingshot. They took him off the Walmart shelves.
That's sad. Right after lawn darts, too, you know?
Nobody can have any fun anymore in this country, I tell you.
Oh, you can't have anything in Jersey. You can't have no guns. You can't have no blades. You can't have nothing. I mean, it's almost as bad here in Maryland. I'm going to tell you. I mean, why can't someone, you know, I've always said, as long as I'm not hurting anybody, why can't I even carry a sword on my back in public? I mean.
You should be able to. I believe you can here in New Hampshire.
Everybody but me.
I believe you can. Yeah.
I believe I can. That's pretty good. I wouldn't mind having them. I might move down to that Hampshire. I think I like that place better than I like it here, but I'd have to get enough funds together and everything like that.
Well, that's good. You got to have your money together before you come up here. Don't just get a Greyhound ticket and come up here without any money.
Although there are people that have.
There have been people that have managed to pull that off, but I say it's good to have a few, you know, a few hundred bucks, maybe a couple thousand in the bank before you make a move like that. But nonetheless, good luck. Yeah.
Sorry. I also saw some great footage on the internet where riot cops got their ass kicked in Ireland.
Hey, sweet. I'd like to see that. Go ahead and put that on the BBS. Always good to see that happen. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Well, you know, stop being such a bunch of jerks. Stop arresting people for nonviolent crimes. Stop breaking up nonviolent protests. Stop harassing.
Whose team do you put yourself on when you ally yourself completely against the you know, police, the law enforcement agencies?
I'm not completely against the law enforcement agencies.
You like to see them get their ass kicked. That sounds like you're completely
against
them. Well,
it's just nice to see them get their butt whipped for once. That's all. And they've certainly dealt out enough of it. See if they can take it. And you know, I think
whose side are you on then?
The more, what do you mean, whose side?
Whose side
am I
are you on?
On? Well, what are
who
you
do
talking
you
about?
Ally yourself.
I'm
with?
On the side of freedom, my friend.
It sounds like you're on the side of criminals.
What are you talking about?
When you say, I like to see cops get their butts kicked, it sounds like you're saying, yay, criminals. Go rapists and murderers.
No. It sounded to me like he was saying there was some sort of protest wherein the cops began harassing people or maybe beating on people, and they got a little bit of their medicine back. That's all. The people defended themselves. I don't know. I haven't seen the video yet. 1-800-259-9231, and no, of course I'm not in favor of rapists and murderers. It's just that there's a certain point at which people are going to be pushed to the brink, and this sort of violence is going to happen. I don't encourage it. I don't think it's smart. I think those people that were whooping up on the cops ended up probably getting their butts kicked back and then thrown in jail cell. So
saying, oh good, it's always nice to see that is encouragement.
Well, I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know.
It is.
True.
Say you're sorry.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm making it clear I'm not encouraging it. I'm just saying it's
you
nice
are
to see
encouraging it.
It. That's all. No, I think it's a bad move. I'm here. I am saying, Mark, don't do it. I'm saying don't. I don't think that should be one's response. I just watched Gandhi yesterday, as a matter of fact. So I'm fresh in the ways of nonviolence, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Except and that you're going to go watch some videos where some cops get their butts kicked.
It's just, you know, it's poetic justice. That's all.
Uh-huh.
You know, get a little bit back for what you've dealt out. But I think that eventually if cops continue to behave in the way that they are, they're going to see more of this happen. And I think that, you know, if the cops are out actually enforcing laws that make a difference in the world as far as arresting rapists and murderers and arsonists and thieves, if you're actually arresting real criminals, you're not going to have people fighting you. You're going to have people cheering you on. But because you're out there harassing peaceful protesters and arresting pot smokers, you're pissing people off. Oh, and eventually they're going to get angry enough to do something about it.
I'll give you that, but... You know, you got to watch who you're allying yourself
with.
Well,
it's hard to feel bad if a cop gets it, you know, gets a little bit of his medicine back. It's just hard for me to feel bad for him. In fact, I don't think I could possibly feel bad for a cop in that case, unless it was actually a good cop, in which case, what did he do to provoke that? If it was unprovoked, then that's awful. That's not right. But if the cops were beating on people and they got a little bit of return to them, well, that's what happens when you initiate force. Eventually, you're going to come across somebody that's willing to fight back. I'm not advocating that. I believe in nonviolence. I believe in non-cooperation. But I've seen some of these videos, Mark, where the police just whoop up on protesters, just club them over the head and take their stuff and throw them to the ground and just harass and beat and just generally be awful. And I've seen people running away from these protests, and they were saying things like, someday we're not going to run. And... it's just fair warning to the cops. You know, don't you want to come home to your family at night in one piece? Don't you want to be doing something honorable with your life? Stop hurting innocent people. Stop following bad orders. Because eventually, some people are going to be pushed to the brink. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I have to agree that I've certainly seen videos where I would like to see the people, the officers perpetrating, the kind of despotism that they are, have their butts kicked. I can certainly, you know, get that feeling. Yes, there's been times when I've had to deal with police that I felt like they've overstepped their bounds. I now and then do advocate, a person being, physically beaten for overstepping their bounds. I get that. But, emotionally it draws up in people. When it's a war of the hearts and minds of people. Mm-hmm. And when you say, "Yay, cops getting their butts kicked," you gotta watch it. You gotta be careful with how you say it.
Yeah, I see that. And thank you for holding my feet to the flame.
Now say you're sorry.
Speaking of the police, LouRockwell.com. As soon as the police say they're sorry, how about that? How about every single cop that's ever cracked someone over the head with a nightstick for no reason beyond the fact that they were a protester in the wrong place at the wrong time, or some marijuana smoker who got roughed up? Every single cop that has ever done that apologizes. I'll be happy to apologize at that point.
You are a man completely out of control.
All right, Trevor Bothwell at LouRockwell.com talking about this madman that's running for president. His name's Mike Huckabee. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says if he's elected, you can count on him, speaking of police state, you can count on him to send all illegal immigrants packing. According to the Washington Times, the former governor has signed a pledge to enforce immigration laws and make all illegal aliens go home. And he reportedly plans to accomplish this through attrition by law enforcement. So let me get this straight, says Mr. Bothwell. The guy who is governor of Arkansas fought for welfare benefits and advocated pathways to citizenship for illegal aliens, now all of a sudden believes in sending them all back from whence they came? Well, at least he's not pandering. Assuming Huckabee remains true to his word, rounding up at least 12 million illegals would be an extraordinary undertaking.
It certainly would.
Ultimately, it's one that would fail, not for lack of trying.
All you could really do is hassle people.
Yeah, but it would eventually...
Some people would get certainly harmed, but most would just be hassled.
It would alienate virtually every American citizen in the process. In no uncertain terms, an adventure of this magnitude, one relying on the use of government law enforcement agencies to accomplish desired ends, would require a near-complete militarization of our cities from coast to coast. Police officers, ICE and border control agents, and most likely military units, would be tasked with patrolling our streets night and day in order to track down these lawbreakers. We are going to remove them all, aren't we, Mike? Well, the vast majority of whom are nonviolent
since
workers.
The guy's pandering. He might as well, sell pipe dreams to the Mexican haters.
Well, but I think it's interesting what he's doing here. Is he's envisioning what it would actually take to do that.
Yeah.
What would it take? What level of police enforcement would we see if someone like Mike Huckabee and all these other guys, many of them are anti-illegal immigrants or anti-immigration as well. But if we had that sort of a crackdown, what would it be like? What would America become? Well, we're already on the path. So where would it end up? We'll explore. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act. Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of Data Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. read some real testimonials, and you can find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
We're talking about what would happen if somebody like Mike Huckabee, and this isn't necessarily a political name dropping, it's just more of an exploration of the concept this man has proposed. He has proposed a total roundup of all illegal immigrants. A mass deportation.
Completely impractical.
And we know we're on a road to this. They're not going to do it all at once, but we know we're on a road to a time and a place in this country where illegal immigration has, the enforcement of these laws has gripped the population, that there are police in the streets doing searches more often than they are doing today. Many of these things are happening right now today. We've got the police kicking in the doors of business owners and trying to identify all of the employees there, looking through the employee files, trying to determine whether or not the business is harboring an illegal, so-called. How there can be an illegal person, I'll leave that to you to decide. That's a whole other issue. The immigration issue, we'd sure love to talk about it, but I just want to talk about the enforcement side of things, because we're seeing it happen now. We're seeing the checkpoints. There are citizenship checkpoints that exist now within a 50-mile or 100-mile range from the northern and southern borders of this country. So we already have a situation where the police are stopping vehicles and saying, "What is your citizenship? What country were you born in?"
Except for the weird German accent.
Yeah,
that's exactly what they're saying. They're wanting to know what your citizenship is. They're asking you for your papers.
Right. Now, it's not mandatory yet, as Terry from CheckpointUSA.org has proven by his refusal to answer these questions. But most people will believe it is because of the way the questions are asked.
It might just as well be mandatory.
Right, and before you know it,
what happens if you don't stop?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It suddenly becomes mandatory.
Right, exactly.
Somebody with gumballs on the top of their car is going to come after you.
Yeah, so it's just going to get worse. It's already happening now, and it's going to get worse. We've got the feds. We talked about this last hour. The feds proposing a national identification card. And, in fact, they're going to be coming down. It's coming down to a showdown between the feds and 17 states that have refused to accept it. So, luckily, it's not all happening at once. But, boy, if they could make it happen, they sure would. Let's keep exploring this concept, though. What would it be like if the federal government and your local state and local governments were trying to deport every single illegal immigrant from the United States? Well, we'd have to have police officers in the streets night and day in order to track down these lawbreakers. To say the vast majority of them are, of course, nonviolent workers who have aggressed against no one. They're just here trying to make a better life for themselves. To say this would be a messy affair would be an understatement of magnificent proportion. SWAT-style assaults and home invasions would be the order of the day. Today's ruthless, tyrannical drug raids would look tame in comparison as government thugs went door-to-door seeking out suspected illegal aliens. The right to privacy of citizens and non-citizens alike would consequently evaporate as property rights became a thing of the past. Chaos would ensue. Racial tensions would intensify as primarily brown targets would be ensnared by their primarily white captors. Protests, and although I'm sure there'd be a few Uncle Toms, there are a number of Hispanics that are working for the Border Patrol, for instance. Protests and riots would erupt, the merits of which would be hard to dispute. Now, we've actually, again, talked about the immigration issue on the show a number of times, and when the anti-immigration zealots call in, we've asked them before. If the police came to your house and asked if they could search your premises to see if there were any, you know, you were harboring any illegal immigrants, these people have said without hesitation, "Oh, sure. Sure, I had no problem. I've got nothing to hide." So there's this whole segment of the American population that would be more than willing to allow the police to just come on in. "Oh, sure, officer. No, we don't have any illegals here. Search our house."
Yep. These are spineless, yellow-bellied people that don't deserve to be called Americans. They are not the kind of people that that wrote the Fourth Amendment that said the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizure. These weren't the kind of people that said, we're all hang together because surely we'll hang separately.
Mm.
These people, they've inherited a legacy of liberty that they're willing to squander. They'll just throw it away.
Yep.
Why? For their hatred.
Children born as American citizens would be seized from their parents, automatically rendered homeless, and converted into wards of the state. That's happening today, by the way. as a result of such totalitarian behavior. Human beings who've come to this country to make a better life for themselves and their families would be treated like animals as they were hunted, captured, incarcerated, and eventually deported. And this would merely be the fate of those who complied. Those who resisted, on the other hand, would not fare nearly as well. They'd end up beaten, maimed, tortured, and even killed. If Americans can be electrocuted and shot on the roadside simply for arguing with the police nowadays, just what type of treatment would befall the illegal immigrant suddenly rendered persona non grata via this new Soviet-style diktat? Sadly, this issue says much less about Mike Huckabee than it does about countless American citizens with whom the candidate simply seeks to curry favor this election year. Huckabee's a sleazy politician, and thus to an extent can be forgiven for behaving like one. This doesn't excuse his most recent stance, but it's very telling that he can get away with it. After all, he's just posturing for an American electorate whose mainstream values are reflected in its president, in whose office we unfortunately place so much influence that one man can be empowered on our behalf to commit wholesale acts of violence against our fellow humans. And if we can identify enemies abroad, so too can we apparently identify local enemies living within our borders. But make no mistake, a mission literally to cleanse our land of unwanted immigrants would more or less amount to a rogue experiment in state-sanctioned domestic terrorism scarcely seen before in the United States, and one that would almost certainly result in civil war. All in response to a hot-button political issue that essentially could be eliminated by doing little more than putting an end to those attractive welfare subsidies that Huckabee and so many of his fellow Americans seem to love so much in the first place. And, of course, he's right. That is the solution to the supposed problem of illegal immigration, is to end welfare so those who have come here to mooch have nothing to mooch off of and therefore won't have any reason to come here in the first place. How similar would it be, Mark, if this were to happen, if this mass deportation situation were to actually occur, what would the parallels be like between it and, Nazi Germany? House-to-house searches?
A different
class of people being sought by the government?
It's disturbing entirely, but I always wonder, these people want to put a fence up on the border, which, is an extraordinarily expensive undertaking.
Just pointless.
I suppose it might stem a small amount of the flow. Let's say that it, stops 25%.
They have shovels in Mexico.
Yeah, let's say it stops 25% of people. But how do they sell the Berlin Wall to people? How did they how did they manage to convince them, hey, let's build it. We're going to build this Berlin Wall. It'll be great. It'll keep all the outsiders out.
Well, there must have been an enemy. There must have been some enemy.
I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they just said, you are under our control. We're building a wall. Maybe they said that. I don't know.
That's a good question. If you know more about history, dial on in and tell us. This is your show. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile
per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SIGL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian Hewitt.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free. Live streams included, broadband version, dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as meet your Internet and Free Talk Live friends and make new ones. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I believe we are also slated to broadcast live yet again from Porkfest this year. I believe we'll be doing our Saturday show live once again.
Porkfest is a blast.
It is fun stuff. All right. And once again, that's porkfest.com. Plus, it's warm. You can get to see what New Hampshire's like during the summer months.
Yeah. That 4 or 5 days in the middle of the summer.
Oh, cut it out. It's more than 4 or 5 days. No, we don't have air conditioning in this house, and you know when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
We don't have AC.
It was warm enough that I went out and bought an AC at Home Depot. And
I had to.
Felt like it was a good purchase. I didn't feel like I wasted my money. I there was a period of months where we needed it.
So, I've got the information you were asking about, Mark. It is Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt, but it's about the Berlin Wall, because we're talking about this madness, that one of these presidential candidates wants to deport every single so-called illegal immigrant from America, which would, of course, require a huge police state action. I mean, just constant police in the streets, searching homes, infringing on liberty, all in the name of cleansing the nation of the evil brown people.
It's just madness, of course. And you asked, and you know, I was talking about, well, what are the parallels here between rounding up the 12 million illegals and rounding up the Jews in Nazi Germany, which led you to ask about the Berlin Wall, and how is it that they managed to convince people to put that up? Well, it wasn't a matter of convincing people, because East Germany wasn't really a free country at that time.
Right, you didn't have to convince people quite as much, but to some extent you do. I don't... I think you would have to have some kind of PR story about constructing a wall or a fence or whatever all the way around a city. Otherwise, people would just, they'd start freaking out, rioting and stuff.
Well, here's the information, at least from Wikipedia. As you know, after World War II, the Nazi Germany was divided into
four segments,
four zones, and ended up being that Western Germany developed into a Western capitalist country with a social market economy and a democratic parliamentary government. Continual economic growth starting in the 1950s fueled a 30-year economic miracle. Across the inner German border, East Germany established an authoritarian government with a Soviet-style planned economy. While, according to this, many of the East German citizens looked to the much wealthier West for political freedoms and economic prosperity.
Sure, it's just right there on the other side of the fence.
Right. The flight of growing numbers of East Germans to non-communist countries via West Berlin led to Germany erecting the inner German border, of which the Berlin Wall was a part, to prevent any further exodus. On April 1, 1952, East German leaders met the Soviet leader Stalin in Moscow. During the discussions of Stalin's foreign minister proposed that the East Germans should introduce a system of passes for visits of West Berlin residents to the territory of East Berlin, so as to stop the free movement of Western agents in the area.
So their problem was that the citizens were leaving through East Berlin into West Berlin and West Germany, I guess.
Right.
And what their solution was saying, the agents are infiltrating. We must build a wall to keep the agents out.
Right, with their more free-oriented ideas.
Now, I imagine once the wall was constructed, you know, that whole keeping the agents thing out really didn't concern East German citizens at that point. They realized they were trapped.
Right. Well, that's what they really wanted to do, was to keep the East Germans in. Because,
but, you know, to keep
that's why North Korea's got walls up, you know, on the ocean. There's walls on the ocean in North Korea. They don't want people to leave.
Wow.
You are their captives. So this came from Stalin's guys. I mean, they met with Stalin. This was a Stalinist idea, and they proposed it. In fact, said here that Stalin agreed, calling the situation intolerable. He advised the East Germans to build up their border defenses, telling them that the demarcation line between East and West Germany should be considered a border, and not just any border, but a dangerous one. The Germans will guard the first line of defense, and we will put Russian troops on the second line. The impetus for the creation of the Berlin Wall came from East German leader Walter Ulbricht, approved by Soviet leader Khrushchev, but with conditions imposed. Apparently, the first wall that they began construction in 1961, and there were several different stages to the wall, actually. Mm-hmm. There was a basic wire fence, which was constructed in 61. Then, between 62 and 65, it became an improved wire fence. Concrete wall went up between 1965 and 75, and then in 75 to 89, the Grenzmauer 75, Border Wall 75, which is known as the fourth generation wall, was the final and most sophisticated version of the wall. It was completed in about 1980, constructed from 45,000 separate sections of reinforced concrete, each 3.6 meters high, that's 12 feet high, and 4 feet wide, cost a whole lot of money. The top of the wall was lined with a smooth pipe intended to make it more difficult to scale. It was reinforced by mesh fencing, signal fencing, anti-vehicle trenches, barbed wire over 116 watchtowers.
Can you imagine how many buildings, businesses, people's homes they had to tear down to put this wall up?
I don't
know. It's not like there was just this wall between East Germany and West Germany. They, you know, first they put up their fence, and I'm sure they had to tear down businesses and people's homes to do that. Then they had to put up several more fences, trenches, big walls, machine gun towers, this whole thing. Each one of these things requires square footage that at one point something was done with.
Oh, don't forget the 20 bunkers. There were 20 bunkers there, too. This is the most common version of the wall seen in photographs. It was over 155 kilometers long in 1962 when they started putting the other fence. But by the way, they did this all on East German territory. So they didn't cross. None of the wall was actually in West Germany. So they, You know, they only did it on their land. Let's see. They started on a second parallel fence of up to 91 meters, 100 yards further into East it was 91 meters further into East German territory, with houses in between the fences torn down and their inhabitants relocated. A no-man's land was created between the two barriers, which became widely known as the Death Strip. It was paved with raked gravel, making it easy to spot footprints.
Yeah.
It offered no cover. It was booby-trapped with trip wires, and most importantly, it offered a clear field of fire to the watching guards.
Mm.
So, those of you who are in favor of this immigration crackdown in this country, those of you who are in favor of a wall, does that describe the wall you want? Is that what you want? Does it make you feel free having a wall like that on the southern or northern border of America?
You know, and this wall really is the only solution that somebody could come up with in order to keep illegal immigrants out. You can either build a wall, or you can turn America into such a despotic totalitarian regime that no immigrant wants to come here.
Well, both would probably happen at the same
time. Or you can offer freedom to the world.
Right.
Now, I know it's scary. I know freedom's scary. I know that people will come in here and some of them will work for less than what you want them to work for,
mm-hmm.
and therefore put some Americans, make them look for other jobs.
Right.
That kind of thing. But am I required to protect another American who can't even compete in the marketplace against somebody, some illiterate peasant who comes here who can't speak the language?
Yeah, you should.
I mean, what are they offering to the marketplace?
Right, you should have your wealth forcefully extracted from you in order to protect those people, right?
I mean,
so is this what you're looking for?
You know, when these people build houses, these immigrants build houses for us. They come in the construction trade when they maintain lawns, when they wash dishes.
Mm-hmm.
They allow at lower prices. They allow all of us, each and every one of us, to enjoy things that we wouldn't enjoy otherwise because
that's right.
The prices would be so high. Now more people can have larger homes. Oh my God, that's terrible that we have illegal immigrants coming in here offering larger homes to us with mowed grass and that we can go out and afford to eat out. Because if you have me washing your dishes in that restaurant, your meal's going to cost significantly more because I want $100,000 a year to do it.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you're one of these people that wants a wall, would love to hear from you. What would your wall look like? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, have we got a deal for you. It's limited time offer, limited quantity of these that we're offering. It's Barry Cooper's excellent DVD, Never Get Busted Again. And I've seen this. Mark, you've seen a copy of this as well. Excellent production.
Yeah.
It's going to be free for you if you order over $75 worth of stuff at the Free Talk Live store. That does include, that $75 can include our shipping fees. So if your total order is $75 or more, we're going to throw in this $20 DVD. Big thanks to Barry Cooper and his wife, Candy, for throwing us those DVDs to give away. Very cool of them to do.
Mm-hmm. We're good folks.
Yep. So load up your shopping cart. We've got Free Talk Live T-shirts. We've got hats, hoodies. We've got lighter bottle opener combos and more. Get it all at store.freetalklive.com and grab yourself a copy of the free DVD while you're at it. That's store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey. Yeah, you know, of course, why they're going to try to get rid of all of the... It has nothing to do with it. We talked about this before.
Wait, what? Has what now? What?
Well, you know, anybody that says, you know, or any effort that comes about to, you know, somehow deport every illegal alien in this country isn't about deporting illegal aliens in this country. It's about, you know, getting everybody so that they've got papers that they can check. It's about, you know, making sure you've got papers to work, and it's making sure you're, you know, it's about control.
About control. Yep. Yep.
It's all it's about. And, you know, it's...
And once again, Dan, they're feeding off of Americans' misunderstanding, Americans' mass ignorance about what the real problem with immigration is, and that is what welfare. That's the real problem. So they feed off of Americans' ignorance, and then they turn it right back around and use their ignorance
to get them on board with these crazy control freak government programs that are going to result in exactly what you're saying, and that is our liberty being destroyed even further. And Americans are going to be cheering it on.
Can't say it any better.
Any other thoughts tonight?
When we get somebody on one of the major cable or broadcast networks actually talking about that, that would be interesting. Maybe we could get Stossel to sneak it in on 2020 or something like that, and actually, you know, in one of his.
Americans have become so
things that he does. What?
Americans have become so dangerously obedient. Really, this government can get away with all kinds of just craziness if they were to actually go and do it. It's just that it's government, so it takes so long for them to get to actually pull these things off is why we aren't seeing things move faster in that direction. But boy, would they like to. They would love to just tomorrow put up that wall if they could get away with it. It's just it takes them forever to for the gears of government to turn and make that happen, which is good for us. It helps us. But it's moving down that road, Dan. Any other thoughts?
I don't know if anybody is going up to Concord tomorrow from the Nashua, Merrimack, Milford, southern area of the state. But I'm looking for a ride up there to work on the marijuana bill and the
We can't help you with that on the radio, but what you should do is go to nhfree.com, go to the forum there, and then maybe post. It's probably too short a notice, but you never know. And post in their forum and see if someone can offer that to you. I know I'm going to be up there tomorrow. Dan, thanks for the call, dude, and good luck. 1-800-259-9231. I tend to believe that going to the State House is pretty much a waste of time. That's how it's felt to me the last two times I was there. But you know, I like the activists, and it's a good issue, and I had fun the last time with the marijuana thing because I got up there and I spoke for organized crime of New Hampshire, basically, or New Hampshire organized criminals. It's a marijuana hearing. They're looking at decriminalizing marijuana. They're bringing it. The proposal, it's not a radical proposal at all. The proposal is to bring it down from a $2,000 fine to a $200 fine and make it non-arrestable. So if you have 1.25 ounces or less of marijuana in New Hampshire, they cannot arrest you, and they can fine you a maximum of $200. That's down from a $2,000 fine and an arrestable offense. Or I think it was a misdemeanor charge. So now it would only be a ticket that you would get. So it's a step in the right direction. And I'm going to go in there tomorrow, and I'm going to do it better, because last time when I was there, I just sort of made it up off the top of my head to speak for organized crime and come out and against this change, you know, in favor of prohibition. And I did kind of a lousy job communicating. I did all right. But this time I've actually written out exactly what I want to get across. And so once again, I will be speaking in favor of prohibition tomorrow at this marijuana hearing.
I can understand why it makes some people uncomfortable, but at the same time, I think that if it's delivered well, it'll break up the monotony of it, and hopefully show some of the people that would otherwise, you know, they're sort of on the fence. Legislators might be close, and they might really hear that, oh yeah, this does support criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So
just maybe.
We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll read my statement on the air tomorrow night. So I'll share with you in case you aren't able to be there in person.
I'd rather see a $20 fine than a $200 fine, but, you know.
You know, steps. I didn't write the legislation.
Yep, we'll take steps.
Yeah, I'm going out there. I think Bradley Jardis is going to be there. He is one of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition members who has called the show a number of times.
Mike, so it's non-arrestable, but what happens if I decide I don't want to pay their fine?
You'd be arrested.
Yeah. So it's arrestable.
They also, apparently, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, it's slowly gathering more and more law enforcement officers that are actually active in law enforcement.
And by the way, a ticket is an arrest.
Really?
Yeah, sure it is. How can they demand to see my ID if I'm not under arrest? How can they stop me? That's what arrest means. It means to stop. How can they stop me from wandering down the street if they haven't arrested me?
That's a good point.
How can they hand me a slip of paper? I'm not going to take your paper.
Anyway, our side on this one, the pro-freedom side, is going to be even more shored up than it was last time. As I said, Brad Jardis is going to be there. He's an active law enforcement officer. He's on the beat, on the streets. He has 8, I think, 8 or 9 years of experience at this, so he's very credible. It's going to be great having him testify. But now there's someone new in New Hampshire that's joined law enforcement against prohibition. Here in our very own Cheshire County, Mark, the superintendent of the jail in Cheshire County, the prison warden, essentially, or superintendent, whatever, whoever's in charge, he is a member of law enforcement against prohibition. So you're going to have it now. They're going to have testimony on from both sides of law enforcement. The policing side and the imprisoning side are both going to be coming out tomorrow and saying, this is insane. We need to end this and stop arresting these marijuana users. Stop putting them in prison. So we'll see what happens. I'll let you know tomorrow as soon as we start the program how it went. We continue in the meantime with Vince in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Vince, hello there.
How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, what's on your mind, dude?
Hey, I got something here. I want to mail this to you. It's written by Andrew Horning, and it's a Constitution forbids. Article 1, Section 23 of the Indiana Constitution forbids the seizure and sales of homes for payment of taxes. And it says Article 8 only taxes corporate property, but not personal property for the public schools.
Where is this, Indiana?
This is Indiana.
If they can't take your house to pay taxes, and including public school taxes, then they can't take. Then they can't make you pay taxes.
No, and you know, and it goes on to say here, you know, money goes to mall developers, foreign corporations. Yet we have to pay extra to get in court these days. School taxes pay for stadiums and $500,000 your college coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the police don't investigate property crimes and simple traffic accidents. You know,
so you're saying that in Indiana, if you don't pay taxes, they are prohibited by their own constitution from taking your home.
Yeah.
But they could still put you in jail, right? They could still take you and put you in a prison cell, correct?
No, because in Indiana you're not indebted to anybody.
Really?
No.
So are you going to stop paying?
I mean, the only thing that they can tax is supposed to be corporate property.
So my question, Vince, is are you going to stop paying?
Well, I'm going to stop paying. I can talk to my bank about it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's different. It's different if the bank owns the house versus you owning the house. I wonder how that would be. I mean, there's only like 2% of America that actually owns their home outright. What would happen if those homeowners decided to stop paying taxes in Indiana? I think that'd be an interesting little experiment. Vince, thanks for the call tonight. We are out of time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark,
rejoining you tomorrow night. Same time, same place. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I'm heading up to Concord tomorrow to be in the state house. Not a place I want to be, but I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow night. See you then.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We're talking